Smoltz operated a sawmill down at Smoltz Town, now Smoltz Park. They hauled all their logs in, I'd say, by boat or raft, either from up the river, down the river. They'd chain this raft of logs and then put a steamboat and push them up to the sawmill. They made any kind of rough lumber and even they'd saw out shingles out of certain logs. They made shingles out of them. About every house in Beerstown, about every house that was built before, you might say, 1910 or 11 or 12 or somewhere along in there, all had smoked lumber in it. Oh, Adolph Smolt, he built his house out of walnut. He was a weatherboard, outside weatherboard was walnut, and he had it planed down, and it still stands. The whole paint is as good now as it did the day it was put up.
Did they have any barrel factories here?
Rink Brewing Company, it was on the corner of Main and Lafayette. They made their own barrels, beer barrels, and crates for their bottles. They called it a Cooper Shop. They employed several people in it. Along with the sawmill, they sawed out lumber material for. They used to ship a lot of flour in barrels, and of course that didn't require as good a barrel as the beer barrels for beer kegs were made out of it.